So our next speaker is Shannon Ramsey from the Algoma Highlands Conservancy, and she's going to talk to us about some of the connections programs that are used to connect students with soils.
Okay, good morning, everybody. As Laura introduced, my name is Shannon Ramsey. I'm the Environmental Education Coordinator for the Algoma Highlands Conservancy, which is a way too long of a name. But basically, my job is to teach students about the natural environment who come out to visit me at a conservancy, which is in Northern Ontario, Canada. So traveled a little ways to get here. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how the program was developed, what we do in a day, and how soil ecology has become a huge part of our program out at the conservancy. So here you can see one of the students whose hands are covered with clay. And one thing that I want to always do is to get, as many of the speakers have said, get people happy to get their hands into the soil, to feel it, and to learn about it, to get excited and comfortable. So to begin, I'll just tell you quickly, the Algoma Highlands Conservancy is a highlands region north of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada, right at the on the shores of Lake Superior. As you can see, forested region, rolling hills, and lots of creeks and lakes, which end up, the watershed empties into Lake Superior. So you can see the conservancy where we are there, and a lot of our work takes students deep into the forest, and we end up with we have an official mountain, King Mountain, 400 meters above Lake Superior, and you can see it from up there. So a lot of our program, one of the big things is getting the kids out into the natural environment. We work with children from grades 3 to 10 usually, but have gone up into grade 12. So we're really trying to get students started young with learning about soil ecology and experiencing it. The Algoma Highlands Conservancy, we have four mandates. The four that you can see here: conservation, silent sport recreation, environmental education, which is my area, and sustainable land management. So we have developed kind of an interesting partnership in that we are located, and I work out of a cute little log cabin in the woods that is at a cross-country skiing lodge called Stokely Creek Lodge, and then that lodge is based on the Algoma Highlands Conservancy. We have 3,000 acres protected there, and then we work with our local school board, which is the Algoma District School Board. So a lot of people, it's been really neat to see all the presentations, the way your programs have evolved. I feel like we're like a tiny seed at the beginning of all of this. Like we're just starting to make these partnerships and to create this program that teachers access in order to teach their students about soil ecology. So environmental education, so that's what I do, and you can see some of the sort of things that we do here. You can see a student, the upper right there, some students with an auger, with a very large soil sample. You can see that we're often out into the woods and right into the creek, so we're immersing the kids into the natural environment. So it's really hands-on learning, and so basically every day that I'm out there, which is generally 3 days a week, there is a group that comes out from grades 3 through 12. They come out with their teachers and they do a full day of learning in the natural environment. And in the spring and in the fall, we focus on soil ecology and water ecology, which are really connected, obviously. There's lots of connections. So from the morning to the afternoon, the kids make all kinds of interesting connections. So this program began in 2011. There was a grant that was accessed, the Ontario Trillium Foundation grant. There was a different woman who was leading the program at the time, and she did a fabulous job of starting the program up, getting some funds going, and allowing teachers to come to the conservancy and to pay a fee to come out to see us. So that's how it started. The really cool thing that has happened since is that the Ontario Ministry of Education has seen the importance of environmental education and has a certain amount of money in the budget. So when I have school groups come out to see me, they come with no charge to them. So no charge for the day there and no charge for the bus, which is huge because, as in every community, there are going to be lots of students who can't afford the $5 or the $10 or whatever it is to come out for the day. So the teachers are always appreciative that they're coming out and they're doing a program that's totally tied to the curriculum and that they don't have to ask for money for. We don't know how long this funding will last, but the last estimate has been like at least 3 or 4 more years, so we're going with it because right now experiential education and environmental education are being seen as important, so this is really exciting. So as I said before, we have partnerships with our local school board and with the lodge that we work out of. You can see, actually, these two pictures were taken at local schools, so I'll touch on that a little bit later. A strange circumstance this year had me going to schools rather than teachers coming out to us, which was involved a little creativity. So when we're out there and we're getting the kids into the soil, we are exploring the natural area, we're getting the students right into the soil pit. Basically, when I say soil recipe, one of the huge things that I realized at the beginning is that students and teachers don't even know what soil is. Like, they really can't describe it, they don't know what the parts are, so we do it almost like a game and I give them clues all morning and then there's a contest of who can figure out the different components of soil. So I always think, you know, they're not going to be excited about it or care about it if they don't even know what it is. So we do that, and a lot of it we do by moving through the natural environment. So it's wonderful to be able to choose different locations of different places to take samples when you're moving from a really low riparian zone right along the side of the creek and then you're way up the bank and you're up in a really rocky area where the bedrock is exposed of the Canadian Shield. So it's so awesome having them right out in the natural environment. Students, obviously, they get their hands right into the soil. They get right in there. They look for creatures that live in the soil. You can see one student in the middle here is in right into the soil pit that's been created. And they're taking samples and seeing what soil is and why it is so important to life as we know it. And I should take a moment here to thank Paul Hazlett, who's here, because those are his augers, and he lets us use them, and he's a soil scientist at the Great Lakes Forestry Center. And I really enjoyed what the people said before about partnering with other people. I couldn't have done this by myself. I am a teacher, and I've taught in classrooms for quite a few years. I taught at an outdoor education private school, and then I taught in the regular school system, and now the way I'm working now is I'm not employed by the school board. I work for the Conservancy, and they come to me. So having soil scientists there to help me develop programs and to work with me is incredible, and I really appreciate those partnerships that we can have. As I said before, so we do some soil ecology, and in the afternoons we focus on stream ecology. So the really cool thing is how the students make those connections and say why is soil and certain types of soil so important in the riparian zone to the vegetation, to the macroinvertebrates that we're collecting, and why erosion is something that we really need to think about. In Sault Ste. Marie, we've experienced a lot of flooding in recent years, so a lot of students have those personal connections to these kinds of events like flooding and how it's going to affect the soil and how it's going to affect animal populations that live there. We explore turbidity quite a bit, so when we're looking at turbidity of water, it really also obviously connects to soil, so they're also figuring out how those two things overlap with each other. This fall, I was sort of dependent on these students and the teachers coming out to see me at the Conservancy, and this fall we had a work-to-rule situation going on with all our elementary school teachers. So because I work with grades 3 through 10, I was freaking out because I thought, how am I going to have all my students? And the teachers were freaking out because they've now built. So this only really started with me doing this just over a year and a half ago. And it's become an integral part of their science units. So every science unit that I could possibly connect soil science to, I did. So when we're looking at water, the water systems unit, it worked. When we're looking at biodiversity, there were so many connections that could be made. And actually, grade three in Canada, we have a whole unit on soil, which lots of teachers skim right over. They don't do much at all. And so that was one opportunity I grabbed and said, we need to get every grade three class to come out here. And we've started to do that. And some of them will ask to do the whole day about soil rather than do the stream ecology too. So I was freaking out because they weren't going to be able to come out to see me. And so actually a friend of mine who taught at a local school, he said, well, a lot of us have areas around our school year that we can use for this. Now, I know this isn't revolutionary because a lot of teachers, that's all they ever do is teach out in their inside the classroom or maybe in the school year. But for me, I was used to having them right in the middle of a ecosystem teeming with life. So to go to the schoolyard was fantastic because it worked, first of all. We did some of the work inside the classroom, and as you can see on the left slide where we're determining the difference between different soil textures. And then we ended up outside and we were looking at the health of the soil and what kind of tree species and plant species it could support. And we were playing some wide field games to explore some of those concepts. And the great thing afterwards was that the teacher said, well, we can keep doing this here. I said, oh, yes, you can. So that they could continue this learning and to be outside, because a lot of the schoolyards have even just a small forested area as big as this room was enough to do this work in. So that was actually, it seemed like a negative and it kind of turned into a positive. So that's what happened this year. Ultimately, so what we want to achieve with the Algoma Highlands Soil Conservancy Soil Ecology Program is to get students to understand what soil is, why it is important, why we need to protect it, why we want to care about it, and that it's alive, and how we can be soil stewards. So another thing I started to do, which is you can see the girls on the right, are as I started to bring in my personal supply of red wiggler worms from my worm composting bin. And that was, I just did it one day on a lark. I just grabbed a bunch of them and put them in a yogurt container. It was actually because a grade 7 class wanted to talk about invasive and introduced species. So I thought, well, this is perfect. And so we brought them in, and it just took off. And I actually ended up eventually bringing my whole big bin into my own children's grade, kindergarten and grade 1 classes, got all together. We covered the whole library with tarps. We dumped all the buckets out of the castings that had gone through them for 6 months, and we did a whole separation. And every kid went home with a nice big Ziploc bag all decorated with the castings. And I tried to keep as many worms as I could, but I know those kids took some home. And that's every single time we do it, we do work like this. At first, I am like, oh no, you can't take that home. And I think if these kids are begging to bring home a ball of clay or a couple of worms in a bag, it just shows that this has meant something to them. And they're excited and they're happy. And I say, go ahead, take it. Or take that little inch of that rotting log. Go ahead. So it is nice to be there at that young level. The ages, some of the kids are as young as 8 years old. And as they have come back to me for a second year, so what we try to encourage is for students to come with the teachers to bring their classes not once but twice a year, and then every year. So the amount of information they've retained has been incredible. They remember, and they care about it. So thank you very much. That's it.